If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Chelsea James is joining us at 8:25, not at 8. So that is a scheduling note.
And then we're having a draft guru on, right?
Sam Bruckhouse,
right,
from Sumer Sports will join the show coming up at 9 o'clock.
Starting to get geeked up for the draft. I mean, it's but close.
It is less than 10 days away.
Yeah,
so that is fantastic. It starts April 24th. So we wanted to get into an article from CBSSports.com about five NFC teams that they have honed in on that they feel need to ace this upcoming 2025 NFL draft. Are the Commanders on this list? Well, we'll have to go through it and tell you. But they're not the first team listed. The Carolina Panthers are the first team listed of the five NFC teams that basically have to thread the needle on this draft. They have the number 8 overall pick. They have 9 picks. We saw Bryce Young develop under Dave Canales. Chuba Hubbard was a bit of a revelation there at running back. But they still need a lot of pieces on that team if they want to contend in the NFC South and in the NFC overall.
Are they set on Bryce Young? Is he solidified the gig, you think?
I think his second half of the season at least made him the starter for this year.
Yeah.
He bought himself another year.
Yes.
Yeah.
But remember what the Commanders did to him. This is what the Commanders did to him.
Yeah.
They pummeled him.
Gave him the beat down.
Right. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was a 40-7.
And that was without Jaden Daniels for 98% of the game.
Yeah.
That was with Marcus Mariota coming in relief.
Mm-hmm.
So the second team on this list is a team that the Commanders know very well, the Dallas Cowboys. They're sitting at number 12
Everyone's
overall.
Down on them, right?
They have 10 picks in this upcoming 2025 NFL draft. The blurb here is the Cowboys used to justify the America's Team label with colorful, if ill-fated, roster movement. Lately, Jerry Jones has gone the other way, not only waiting until the last minute to secure homegrown stars, but showing an aversion to blockbuster acquisitions.
Hmm.
So they made some moves kind of around the edges. They signed Javonte Williams, who was a free agent, Miles Sanders, you know, two older, kind of beat-up running backs, Solomon Thomas on the defensive line. So they feel like Dallas needs to get it done with the 10 picks in this draft to get back into contention in the NFC.
What they need the most is to keep Dak Prescott healthy.
Well, that certainly would help.
Because when Dak Prescott was healthy, they were a playoff team.
Right. And it would also help to add some more offensive talent around CeeDee Lamb.
Because
it seems like they've had a hard time finding that number 2, number 3 wide receiver that takes some of the pressure off of CeeDee Lamb.
Who's their best tight end?
Who was it before he got injured? I'm trying to think.
I mean, nobody's jumping out at me.
Wait a second. His His name is just escaping me. I'm just thinking of their weapons.
Like, even if Dak is fully healthy.
So you're thinking maybe go after a little Tyler Warren from Penn State?
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying, like,
Ferguson when he's healthy is a pretty decent option.
Okay, they also have Schoonmaker. CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, they drafted him pretty high, didn't they?
He was a second-round pick in 2023, so they just drafted a tight end last season.
I'm not super familiar with the weapons, but they don't seem to overwhelm you.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that they're not really household names outside of CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
I mean, Schoonmaker, he had a better rookie season than Sinnott.
Mm-hmm. Well, almost everybody had a better rookie season than Ben Sinnott. We have to hope in year two that he's more of a part of the offense.
I'm sure that's what Dallas wants. Look, Schoonmaker, 6'5", 250, was a second-round draft pick out of Michigan. He only had one touchdown catch, 27 catches. But remember, they had quarterback issues all season because Dak was down.
They also had running back issues.
Yes.
Right. I can't even think of anybody there that scares you.
Well, they had Rico Dowdle, who they could have re-signed, but
they decided not to.
I believe he signed with the Panthers, a 1 or 2 year deal with the Panthers during the offseason. So they need a lot of help. I just don't see that team contending for the playoffs in 2025. I could be wrong. They could surprise, but I don't see it. This next team is kind of intriguing, especially with the latest news about their quarterback. They have the Saints on this list. The Saints pick at number 9. They have 9 total picks in the upcoming draft. And Derek Carr.
What's his deal? He's got a shoulder injury?
A torn labrum.
Oh, he's done.
He may be out for the entire 2025 season.
He's got a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. He's done.
So there was speculation. There had been noise about Shedeur Sanders going number 9. Maybe that picks up steam. Maybe Aaron Rodgers lands there. Maybe Kirk Cousins stays in the division and goes to New Orleans. So they've got some quarterback issues that they have to deal with
currently,
first and foremost.
So did he injure this in the offseason, or was this something he suffered in the regular season?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
news
when he,
to me,
when
the
he
whole
suffered
thing.
The
I was
injury.
Reading about it this weekend. It could be a wear and tear injury, or it could just be something that, I mean, you could tear your labrum and lift the weights. I mean, anything could happen.
Yeah, so that's if he's had a torn labrum, you're right. They need a quarterback, unless they just want to go with Rattler.
They might just go with Rattler and work it out for a year. Maybe maybe they're in the Arch Manning sweepstakes
after that.
I saw a lot of people or someone saying that Genty might be in play for them at 9 to replace Alvin, and so they get him, then they get the quarterback next year.
Mm-hmm.
I actually kind of love that because
you probably
Genty
don't
does have the same sort of skill set as Kamara.
Right.
Where's Kamara now?
You're still with the Saints.
Still with the Saints, but you're just saying phase him out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably need an experienced coach with Shedeur, because there's just going to be that pressure and that dark cloud of Deion can replace you at any time.
Right.
I'm sure that's not what Kellen Moore wants to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. And didn't Albert Breer come out with a report yesterday that he thinks Sanders has fallen out of the top 10? He doesn't think he's going to be selected in the top 10. Now, again, that could be smoke. Maybe he
could be a desperate team out
there.
We don't
know.
Man. He's not attending the draft, which doesn't necessarily mean anything. I know Jalen Milroe is.
Saw that. He might be waiting in the green room at the end of round one. I don't know.
Maybe some teams are giving you assurances, but yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be nice to be the guy that they're just
if I were a team picking like 20 to 32, I'm going to look at Milroe and I'm going to think, I'm going to get Anthony Richardson type vibes. Great runner, not the best passer.
More experience.
I'd be concerned.
More experience.
He has more experience. But
better passer than Richardson.
I'd still be concerned.
Isn't that the rep that Jalen Hurts has had? Mm-hmm. He just won a Super Bowl. I think he can do okay.
Okay.
Well, you can get better.
That's an aggressive comp, but we'll have to see where he lands. The fourth team on this list, the New York Giants. They pick at number 3. They have 8 total picks in this upcoming draft. We know what they've done at quarterback. They're kind of like a stopgap solution. They signed Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston to kind of get by until they find their real signal caller of the future. Do they take that guy at 3? Probably not.
Yeah. By the way, the first 4 teams that you've mentioned, all non-playoff teams with losing records last season, which makes sense.
Right.
Because you're talking just NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Half the teams make the playoffs, half the teams don't. I guess actually a little more than half don't. So you were asking at the top, would the Commanders be on this list? I suspect that they're not, plus I saw the list yesterday. yeah, the teams that stink have to do well in the draft.
Yeah, and this is...
Well, the fifth, like, and the fifth team is the same thing. It's the Niners who had six wins last year.
Right.
Getting back to the Giants for a second, though, like, it makes sense what they did at quarterback to me, because Shane and Dable, they need like a 9 or 10 win season to save their jobs.
They can't mess around with some rookie.
Like, yeah, they can't roll the dice on a rookie and hope.
But if it's the right rookie, look what happened here in Washington.
True. If it's the right guy, sure.
I don't think anybody thinks these guys are. I don't know if this is
the draft to find the surefire turn it around guy at number three.
No, I think
apparently these guys aren't that good, but 2 years ago, C.J. Stroud was added to the team. They make the playoffs. Last year was Jaden Daniels added to the team, makes the playoffs. Now, those were both number two picks. But maybe somebody believes, and it clearly doesn't seem that way, but believes that Shedeur Sanders could do the same thing.
Yeah.
With all of the negativity we've heard about Shedeur and dropping in the draft, I can't imagine the Giants at three take him.
Based on what you're hearing, unless it was all smoke.
I would just be surprised. I mean, I think Cleveland would take either Travis or Carter, and then whoever's not selected, whoever filters down to three, that's who the Giants will take.
So that's actually an interesting thought, Drab. I hadn't thought of it. So is there some thinking that Shedeur sliding, part of it is the fact that no one wants to take him because they're afraid that Deion will be the guy, like that after a year of, you know, whatever, that they'll just bring Deion in?
Right.
Could that actually be affecting his stock?
It might be on the chart. You know, I mean, I don't think Mike Tomlin cares about that.
Yeah.
But if you're, inexperienced.
If you're a coach on the hot seat and you draft him.
Tomlin's kind of on the hot seat, but I see what you're saying. He's a confident guy.
Well,
you're
just not going to feel threatened by Deion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of these other newer guys might be.
I've heard that from some of these NFL experts to say that, not necessarily it's affecting the draft stock, just that Deion says he's not coming to coach in the NFL. But if there's one place that he'll coach, it'll be wherever his son is playing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that looms.
But if you're a GM, it's almost like a headache that you can avoid. Because let's say you draft Shedeur, all right, and you're the Saints, okay? Maybe you're not worried about Deion taking your job, but you're worried about him saying, you know, the GM did a crappy job of putting talent around my son. I mean, look what he has to work with. Yeah, then all of a sudden, every talk show is running with that.
It's a potential distraction.
Yes. I don't think I'd want to deal with that headache.
Yeah, so it could be affecting him.
Right.
Could be affecting his stock.
So the last team on this list, Jason mentioned it, are the Niners. They have 11 picks in the draft. They have number 11 overall. They've done a lot of salary purging during the offseason. Deebo Samuel winds up here in Washington. Dre Greenlaw and Charvarius Ward are out. They have a decision to make as to whether they sign Brock Purdy to a fat quarterback deal. That's still looming as to what they're going to do.
Letting some of these guys go to save some money to pay him, but they still haven't signed him.
There were rumors that Brandon Ayuk was going to be traded after he signed a mega deal after just one season.
Yeah. Like you said, there's been rumors out there.
There's rumors out there that the Steelers would trade T.J. Watt for Purdy. I mean, this is all kinds of rumors.
Sounds absurd.
There's just all kinds of rumors out there.
Hold on. Who for Purdy?
It was just a rumor. T.J. Watt.
Oh.
Because T.J. Watt had a cryptic Instagram or tweet.
He went peace or whatever.
Peace. See you later.
By the way, has Trey Hendrickson, is that situation resolved?
No.
Nope.
Interesting.
It has not. Still out there.
Interesting case.
Still looming.
But you're right. I mean, the teams that sucked last year, of course they need to hit it big in the draft.
But hey, right? Washington last season masked a lot of their holes, but we all started the season by saying, oh my God, they got holes here. They got to fix the secondary. A lot of those things still exist. They still have to fix the defensive line. They still need to find an edge rusher. They could use some younger talent at receiver. A lot of these guys' contracts are up. So all the teams have to ace the draft, including Washington.
Certainly. All right, coming up later this hour at 7:45, it's time for another EB commercial break film study. He's going to break down who seems to be the number one consensus pick in the upcoming draft. That's Cam Ward out of the U. The Titans expected to draft him at one. We'll do that at 7.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing.
But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
45. I immediately thought of you.
What's that?
Facebook Marketplace is booming in D.C.
Should I be on Facebook Marketplace? Should I be on this thing?
I don't know. Do you mean on it?
If you have a Facebook page, it's there.
Are you searching for vintage furniture or area rugs for your house?
I know. That's what I kind of think about it, but I feel like people use it for everything.
Yeah, you can get golf balls.
I have Facebook. I like it to see what people's kids are doing and stuff and my family, but I don't, you know, I don't go to the marketplace ever. Like literally never.
Neither do I. I mean, I've clicked on it on occasion because something like pops up there.
But I feel like maybe I'm missing out. Like
you'd be surprised how many people do, man.
Yeah, I think I hear a lot about the Facebook freaking marketplace. I don't know. What are the hot items? I'm kind of like with cakes. Like if somebody's getting rid of an old rug or something, that's what I would think about. But
my wife's got rid of a dresser yesterday on Facebook Marketplace.
Yes, she did.
Anything you would buy that you would have interest in is on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, cars, clothes.
Boss would come in here and talk about you bought a boat or something. Or you bought a car, a camper or something.
Cheap golf balls, EB.
Well, like somebody's used golf balls?
I bet you some dude lives on a course in the area by a lake. Has his big long rod.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Like the dude that goes scuba diving on 17 at Sawgrass.
Look, I guess it can be profitable. Scoop up a bunch of wayward golf balls and resell them.
Let me ask you something. How do people navigate Facebook Marketplace? Most people, you put in your area or something? Is that what you do? Like,
yeah, it's kind of,
because I'm not going to buy. Right? They're showing, when I go to it right now, it's showing stuff in like San Francisco.
No.
So how do you do it?
You put in your zip code.
You zip.
Where does it search Marketplace? You type in your zip code? But yeah. Honestly, I'm asking you how to use it.
Yeah, there's a search bar on the left-hand side. You just put in your zip code. You put local pickup.
Oh, all God. Right. Now all of a sudden, UV's going to start getting Peter Millar gear from Facebook.
He's going to be driving all over D.C. And Maryland and Virginia, possibly.
All right, the first thing that popped up when I put in my zip code is a house for rent, actually from a buddy I know who owns this company 5 years ago.
All right, but once you click on something, the AI is going to do its thing, and it's going to customize to you.
All right, but I'm not interested in a house for rent from 5 years ago.
Well, you can put it. There has to be a search.
Like, yeah, you could put whatever you want.
Put it in the search. Clubs, I put the...
Put golf clubs in the search. And I'm guessing
all right, let me see. Golf club driver.
Hackers that don't play golf anymore selling their clubs.
In Maryland?
You put dressers in there, and the dresser, you know, the list of dressers will pull up.
It's not complicated.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out
I've
how
never bought anything with Facebook Marketplace. Have you, Cakes?
I basically don't go on Facebook anymore. So the answer is no.
Right.
I've had somebody recently send me like 3 friend requests on Facebook. I'm just not
you know how everyone used to go to Craigslist to list items like a used bicycle or whatever. Mm-hmm. So is Facebook Marketplace kind of cornered the yard sale market?
I think maybe.
That was like what eBay was for.
People Craigslist.
No, people like Facebook because you have a profile that you can examine the person that you're meeting with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not worried about like
not as much. It's all documented.
This person's going to rip you off or rob you or whatever. Because Craigslist used to be like the Wild West for a while, wasn't it?
It still happens. There's plenty of fake accounts on there. You know, people want you to send you money before you pick it up. You still got to be careful, but it is better than. Than Craigslist for sure, but Craigslist is still popular for used cars.
For the life of me, I can't find anything in my neighborhood. I'm finding stuff in Honolulu. Like, I don't know how people are finding stuff
There's a way to do it.
Finding it.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's big.
Yeah.
Jason's wife just made a sale on it yesterday.
It's not just stuff like that. I mean, Business Insider just had last week had a whole article about how America is about to become one giant yard sale because of the uncertainty of what's going on politically and the tariffs, and that people are going to be buying stuff secondhand from.
Well, I'm sized to sell stuff secondhand. I'm sized. I don't know what, but I was looking at those bikes that we don't use anymore. I should just sell all those things.
Yeah, just get rid of them.
I mean,
What's in my marketplace.
Yeah.
It just came up today's picks, Gaithersburg. Okay. A $75 Weber grill.
No. You don't want that.
That's kind of silly.
Here's look. I'm looking right now.
$220 golf clubs. Now, I don't know what type it is.
Yeah, you need to figure out
what
type.
You want me to click on that one? I'll give you the specifics.
I want to see the brand.
TaylorMade driver stealth stiff shaft regular grip size. Guy says price is firm. He wants $220 for it.
What kind of shaft is it?
He's not willing to negotiate.
It just says stiff shaft.
Isn't that the whole thing about Facebook Marketplace? You can haggle with people?
Yeah,
but he's just saying he ain't gonna.
How many times my wife would say, "All right, this dresser, this table is $75, and the person will say, "Well, I'll give you
about 40.
60 for it." She'll say, "Okay,
right,
$90 kettlebells, EB. Do you want a kettlebell set?
Yeah, work out, silly.
There you go.
I mean, I have plenty of that stuff.
A Land Rover for $12,900.
Probably has 950,000 miles on it.
A prom dress for $55.
That sounds like a bargain.
Yeah.
EB, you're big on azaleas? This says $2,300. Masters Azalea 3P Mizuno Pro 241 irons.
No, how much did one for them?
Hold on. The name of the irons is azaleas?
Yeah.
Okay, so like a Masters Edition golf clubs?
Yes.
That could kind of sound like.
All right,
only 1,000 of them made, EB. Ooh,
collector's edition.
Hey, I could get a hot tub in the Dina for $500.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, of course, I already have mine from Offenbacher. Dude, somebody sell
me. I might have to get him that.
Yeah, here's another hot tub.
Hey, link that to my dad. Yeah.
This one's maybe closer to you. For $200, you get a hot tub in Damascus.
Yeah, I can get a baby grand piano. This is like what my mom has for $5.
$5?
That's got scam written all over it.
It has to be.
Jason, when your wife.
They just want to get rid of it. They just want to get rid of the piano.
Why don't they just pianos are just give it away?
Yeah.
Pianos are usually free or very cheap because people want them out of their house.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're heavy as balls.
Yeah. The guy's putting $5 in there just so he can list it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Does it say oftentimes free? Yeah. This one does.
Yeah. We gave away our pool table for free like a month ago.
Yeah.
We just put it up because we didn't want to deal with the hassle of getting rid of it. We just put it up. 2 hours later, a big truck came by.
Oh, really?
A bunch of people got out. Yeah. 4 people unloaded. you know, put it
all
in there.
A bunch of bros living in Arlington couldn't use a pool table? You guys got sick of it?
I got my silly wall mount for my TV. $30. I looked it up. It was 150 new from Best Buy. Nice. Got it for 30.
That sounded like that fell off the back of a truck.
Here you go, EB.
Mm-hmm. Hot chip.
$30 golf balls. One bucket Titleist practice golf balls, about 300 balls.
What are you gonna do with those?
He hits golf balls every day.
Okay, yeah, mine have to have the special dots. I need to have special dots on mine. Yeah, I don't know, man. I might have to start getting into this. You're right, though. Pianos go anywhere from zero, but I see some for like $2,000. But no one wants your $2,000 piano.
Jason, I was going to ask. So when T sells a dresser, mm-hmm. are people coming to your house to pick it up?
100%. Happened yesterday.
Like, isn't that kind of weird? Don't you feel kind of weird about
guy
that?
Guy from Centerville pulled up in his truck, and
I just feel it's a little dangerous.
He came into my basement because he'd only seen the picture of the dresser.
Right.
He wanted to see it.
Need to examine it.
Came and said, yep, I'll take it.
Here you go, JP.
Gave my wife $200 cash.
So then did you have to help him lug it out of the basement?
I pretty much did it.
That's our thing. You have to do that yourself?
Well, I mean, I had a dolly, but...
Okay.
he helped put it in his truck, but I took it out of the basement up the hill.
How'd
the side
you get
yard.
The dolly?
Sounds like a lot of work.
My neighbor has one.
Your name. So every time you guys have some transaction, you borrow the dolly?
Well, I mean, you needed one. The thing's like 5,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine you like navigating that up your steps.
I actually like the dresser, too. I don't know why my wife wanted to get rid of it.
But you didn't see your big SI collection downstairs?
He didn't say anything about it, but yeah, everything was on the wall.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I had a guy yesterday, I guess.
Scotty Cameron here.
I guess somebody was trying to, you know, sell me on a new roof. You have all these guys all the time, you know, sell you a new roof, and I wasn't there.
You didn't tell him to kick rocks?
I've gotten so
No, I didn't answer the door.
Yeah.
So he left like a little pamphlet, and then there was a post-it on the regular pamphlet mm-hmm. trying to sell you on the new roof. And he definitely said something like, give me a call, donk.
he's found you out as a mark.
Yeah.
All right, Drab, I'm scrolling through here. I literally can't find anything I'm interested in.
You can get some Peter Millar shirts.
I'm sure you can.
Just click on it.
Again, inversion table, you know, where it flips you upside down.
What good is that?
What good does
that do you?
Get one for $100 in Tacoma Park.
You got to put what you're interested in.
I'm just kind of going scrolling through everything.
You buy more useless crap than anybody.
I know.
What do you mean?
I mean, clothes. You just waste.
Put in golf training aids to see what happens.
I waste money, but my kids and stuff. But for me,
you wait. You go to Marshalls all the time.
I buy clothes. Yeah.
You're always looking for cheap clothes. I mean, you buy all kinds of cheap stuff.
I know, but I'm not like Valdez. I give him credit. He finds good stuff. But I generally don't like used clothes.
You're scrolling a non-tailored homepage, and you can't figure out why it's not.
Well, I figured out how to get something in my geographic region.
What are you looking for, though?
I don't know. Something that catches my eye. Here you go. Cakes, this is for you.
All right.
A soda machine.
Hold on. Like a freestyle Coke machine?
No, not a freestyle. Old school. Old school. Like, so you would have to have like the whole thing.
Eight different heads. I mean, it's got the ice thing you put on the top.
You need the carbonator and the pumps.
I need like CO2 tanks. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I am kind of intrigued.
It was enough to intrigue you.
Cakes, you just gave us your day. It seems like you would have time to set up carbonation.
I got pickleball from 1:30 to 3:00. Got to walk the dog. Got to figure out dinner. There's a lot going on.
Figure out dinner.
The freestyle.
Who are you, a sous chef?
Gotta figure out dinner. Let's figure out dinner and spend like an hour. Yeah.
This is a Michelin star restaurant. You got to figure out the menu.
Something out.
Yeah,
you got to figure out something for dinner.
That's 5 seconds.
I will say this. I could see how you get trapped in here, and all of a sudden you end up buying a boat. Like, you know what I mean?
Like you start off small.
You start looking, you go, oh, I could get that boat for $10,000. And then
it's like a gateway drug.
Yeah,
you buy one putter for $100.
Yeah.
You brought up a soda machine, and I know this is controversial, Drab. I'm sorry. The freestyle Coke machine is one of the great inventions of the last, I don't know, century, where you can just press a tab, and then all of a sudden you got 9 different flavors of Coke Zero available to you. Or you've got...
What's your go-to?
I think lately I've been either orange or cherry vanilla has tickled my fancy of late.
I'll say this. The freestyle...
Pretty delicious.
I like cherry Coke.
Yeah.
And if a restaurant or fast food establishment has Cherry Coke, that's my go-to. The Freestyle Cherry Coke doesn't taste as good as regular Cherry Coke.
Okay. You're a soda snob all of a sudden. It's a close approximation.
It's a close approximation.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. I can get vitamin water out of it. I can get a Coke Zero. I can get a Sprite Zero. I can get a Mellow Yellow Zero out of that machine just by pressing a few buttons.
You probably only gets the same one or two drinks, though.
He should just get a Zero machine based on what he's drinking.
Yeah, I need a zero sugar special Coke Freestyle machine.
I've said this before, along the same vein, I'm desperate for that toaster that they have at Subway. Where they could toast your bread in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I don't know what kind of technology that is. Convection. I don't know what that is.
You're going to have to go to a restaurant convention and buy one.
Hey, type in Subway toaster.
All right, let me see. It's
probably made by some of the stoinks that I own. Middleby Oven Company selling.
I bet. I mean, I feel like they're so expensive.
I'm sure they are.
It's such amazing
technology.
Just to
perfectly toast your subs.
I mean, how they do that so quickly. Subway toaster.
But I'm with you, Drab. I think EB would be the most likely to benefit from using Facebook Marketplace because he's trying to deny it. He buys the most junk of anybody ever met.
Eric does buy the most junk, but he's very antisocial. So I could see
I don't like the personal interaction.
The meetup,
it's a no-go for me. That's a no for me, dog. That's why I like eBay.
It's a deal breaker.
I like eBay, the no haggling. See, Valdez, he's into haggling and stuff. What do they call that? Where you come in the last second and you just
you swoop in, undercut.
You swoop in and make those,
O-ball offer.
Yeah, like you see something right before then all of a sudden everybody swoops in and puts in their little offer.
Right there.
I like just buy now. Send it to me.
No, I mean you can make offers, not just buy now. So I do that. I do that all the time.
I know. I do buy now. You make offers.
No,
I
make offers. Yeah. And then if they counter, I immediately don't do it. Right. It's not stuff I need. But if I'm going to get it for $18,
yeah.
Yeah, but Eric, you're sleeping on the fact the person will be like, "Yeah, I'll come over and drop it off in 20 minutes."
Yeah, I know, but
just because they want to get rid of it.
I don't
want to
like,
make the sale.
I don't really like talking to strangers.
You don't talk to them.
Come into your house. They come into your home. Jason's inviting them in.
That's a rare case.
He has them in the basement.
I've never had someone in my house. They pull up to your driveway. You go, here's $20.
If the guy looks shady, there's no chance I would let him in my house.
What have you sold, Rob?
Oh, we sold all our baby stuff.
Yeah.
During that time, all these randos just pull up my house. Here's the crib.
Right.
Thank you for the $75. See you later. Whatever it is.
Stroller. Good doing business with you.
Yeah.
It's better than going to the dump. Because otherwise, he's got to move this stuff out.
Sure.
His kids are growing up. Right.
Right.
Nailed that.
I'm telling you, I want to sell my jerseys.
I'll put those up. I guarantee you. I guarantee people will be sized.
Give me the top two or three jerseys you want to sell.
I don't know if they're top two or three. I don't know. I mean, they're just whatever. Anybody want the, what's the college?
Brian Urlacher jersey?
My Brian Urlacher, my Marshall Faulk from, where'd he go to college?
San Diego State.
I feel like you've got a Jason Kidd from when he was with the Nets.
I do, but I wear that one. My hoops jerseys. That's my beach wear.
Are they covered in prime rib blood from the butcher?
No. My jerseys are pretty good.
I think I have one of those. I think I got a Brooks.
I actually have a Ray Lewis Miami jersey that I won't get rid of.
Oh, but I used to have one. I could have parachuted out of an airplane at 30,000 feet. It was so big.
It is big.
Got rid of it.
But I love it. There's an article in one of the, when we were first starting, and I'm wearing a Cedric Ceballos warm-up jersey with the Lakers.
Yeah, that was sent to us by the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm psyched to sell it.
Shooting shirt.
So I don't think
it's not a shooting shirt. Well, I guess it is. It has the buttons.
I know exactly what it is.
It has the buttons.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'd be curious.
More amazing you still have it.
I'd be curious.
Still throw it away.
I'd be curious if you just tallied up every item of clothing you had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get rid of underwear and socks.
Yeah.
But just pants, shirts, shoes.
Yeah.
What your number would be.
I don't know. I mean, I got 15 pair of golf pants. I mean,
I bet it'd be like 400 to my 100 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I still have coats that went out of style and they're back in style.
You've done the whole cycle.
Do they all fit in one closet?
They're downstairs closet. Yeah, I look kind of overwhelmed by my coat collection. I have a coat collection. Like corduroy coats are kind of coming back.
They are?
Like if you saw it, you'd say you would know.
Like the old J.Crew style?
Kind of, yeah.
Like when you go into senior living homes a lot?
I have a brown leather long ass, I think it's pretty much coming
trench
back.
Coat? Another trench coat?
It's silly.
I don't think those were ever popular.
It looks good with jeans.
You still have your homies
brown,
movie
long,
review.
Brown leather coat.
You still got the homies movie review varsity jacket.
I used to wear that. I love that jacket.
All right, when we come back,
warm.
We are going to pivot. EB is going to do his commercial break film study. He's going to break down Cam Ward, the guy who everybody expects to go number one in the upcoming NFL draft. We'll do that.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Next. Just learned from Mike Maher that he's obsessed with looking at both boats, specifically yachts and RVs on Facebook Marketplace. So that's kind of what he's browsing.
I know. I see the RVs and all I can think about is like tailgating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the RV or the yachts, I mean, there's some people around here selling some silly yachts out in Annapolis. I mean, they're like 500, 600 grand.
Yeah.
But you can really pack that out. Good party.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're not in that market there, buddy.
No, you're definitely not like in that market.
Old,
yeah, you want to shave a few zeros off the end of those yachts.
Beat up RV that's like 50 years old, you know, like duty stains.
Like, see, I'm looking at the nicer ones. You know, give me a couple years, maybe catch me at Daytona in one of them RVs.
Okay. Daytona.
It's got goals.
Understood.
It's good to have goals.
I would guess his RV is going to look like the one that the guys in Breaking Bad are cooking meth in. Like, that's kind of the market he's in right now. But he'll get there at some point.
Hey, that can be lucrative.
Him. Cooking meth?
Yes.
Of course it can be lucrative. It's also dangerous and highly illegal, but who's gonna discriminate? All right, EB, time now for the commercial break film study. Cam Ward on deck. He's actually on the clock right now because... let's be honest. We all know the Titans are picking him at number one overall.
All right, guys. Cam Ward, 6'2", 223 from West Columbia, Texas. I didn't realize this. Cakes, do you know where he actually started his college career?
Cam Ward?
Yeah.
Can you give me a hint?
Don't ask Jason.
Can you give me a hint?
Yeah.
Do you know what's... I believe it's in the state of Texas.
It's in Texas.
All right, I'm just going to go with a random, like, Texas State.
No, it's called Incarnate Word.
I've heard of Incarnate Word.
I haven't.
I don't know much about it.
I don't know what the hell it is. But he played 2 years there. Here's the one, and then he went to Washington State for 2 years and did his fifth year, his COVID year, at Miami. The one good thing that is intriguing about him, which I like, is when you count those two seasons at Incarnate Word, he played 57 games. Okay, the guy's numbers are kind of outrageous through those 5 years. 18,000 passing yards, 158 touchdowns. I'm not sure. I don't have it right in front of me. I'm not sure he ever had. I'm just trying to see if he ever had double. One time, his second year at Incarnate Word, he had 10 interceptions.
He had to play numbers at Incarnate Word.
Of course.
No, they're FCS.
Of course.
I mean, they go to the FCS tournament all the time.
But,
all right. I mean,
but,
they're Division I.
But it's, 47-10. But, I mean, the numbers are outrageous. 158 touchdowns to just 37 interceptions. Be honest with you, I'm a little surprised that the interception number is so low. Because while he does have a good arm, man, he throws some YOLO balls.
Yeah.
He is not afraid to throw balls up for grabs. He's not afraid of a 50-50 ball. He's not afraid of a guy being triple covered. I'm actually shocked that his interception numbers are that low. He does seem to have a good arm. He can stand in the pocket, rip throws downfield, obviously. He doesn't seem like the most accurate guy ever. I think in college his completion percentage, though, was, decent, 65%.
Probably got better as he kept playing.
But I'm sure. But he didn't look like some super accurate quarterback to me. He could throw from different angles. He's not a Lamar Jackson or a Jaden Daniels or anything like that. But he can create space in the pocket, and he can... take off and run and kind of like bowl you over.
Kind of reminds me of Dak Prescott a little bit.
Maybe.
He's got like a Dak Prescott body.
I was thinking Steve McNair.
Okay.
Okay, but kind of that similar type of vibe.
What did you say? He was at 6'2", 230?
223. He looks a little thicker than that.
Some of the comparisons of late, not to taint your review, have been to Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's got a big arm, and he can move around. That's the thing, is that he sometimes dances around in the pocket, I think, too long. The good news is he keeps his eyes downfield, right? Even though he can take off and run, if the pocket completely collapses, he can go right up the middle, score a touchdown, or, get 30 yards. But he does like to dance around in the pocket a la Mahomes and try to make a play downfield. The downside to that is he probably takes too many sacks at times. And, again, he's a YOLO guy. Not afraid to throw a ball up for grabs.
That means there'll be some picks.
Again, you can see the arm strength. Not every time. He also throws some of his running backs, whatever, they're dropping balls at Miami. Those guys weren't the best pass-catching guys I've ever seen. I don't know. I don't love him. He seems like one of the dicier guys that may go 1-1.
He's going to go 1-1.
That I've seen. You have to remind me of
It'd be kind of a shocker if he didn't go 1-1.
And I know he's kind of the understood 1-1 guy, but he doesn't overwhelm me. He doesn't look like a sure thing to me. If I had to give him a grade, 75.2.
Ooh, I don't like that for number one.
I think he's fine, but I don't think he doesn't jump out at me. And his numbers are crazy.
He was a zero star out of high school, EB.
Well, I saw 2-star, but that's why you end up at Incarnate Word. He had one other offer, I think, from Texas Southern.
Right.
For whatever reason, decided to go to Incarnate Word. I guess because Jason says maybe they make the playoffs all the time. You know, good for their division.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
I do
FCS
like his
school.
Experience. I like that. I like that he's got a big arm. I like that he's a tough kid. I don't think he's going to get, like, you don't worry, like, when Jaden runs, that Jaden's just going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
He's a tough, solid, well-built kid. I like that he keeps his eyes downfield, but he looks a little too wild and a little too YOLO-y for me.
He's going to go number one because here are some of the quarterbacks that have started for the Titans over the last three seasons. Ryan Tannehill, Malik Willis, Josh Dobbs, Will Levis, and Mason Rudolph.
Yep.
When you have those guys starting for you for the last 3 years, you're obviously not going to win a lot of games, and you need to press the reset button. And that's what they feel like they're doing.
In comparison, for this year, Jackson Dart is rated higher than Cam Ward with an 80.6.
Mm.
Shedeur Sanders rated higher than Cam Ward with an 81.3. The most similar rating in Eric's scale for Cam Ward, who was a 75.2, Malik Willis, 75.7.
I was going to say, kind of reminded me of some Malik Willis's highlights, but he's bigger.
Hey, Malik Willis showed some flashes last season, right?
He did.
He's got a big arm. I mean, he obviously could be successful. He threw 158 college touchdowns and just 37 interceptions. Now, I watched a game against Virginia Tech. Did Virginia Tech end up winning that game, or did they blow that game late?
No, that was the controversial loss.
That was the Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah. So I didn't get to see the end of the tape. I just watched.
He wasn't very good in that game. And Virginia Tech kind of controlled that game until the end.
Well, maybe that's why I watched a lot of that game.
Well, the ACC was not a good conference, so I wouldn't put a lot of stock into the overall numbers. But obviously, you know, like Cake said, Tennessee's desperate.
Yeah, they are desperate.
They were desperate. So they're going to take him and roll the dice.
Maybe you coach him up. He's got experience. I do like the fact that he keeps his eyes downfield, even in the face of pressure. And he does dance around, you know, kind of like Caleb Mahomes. Probably not. I don't think he's as athletic as those guys.
Right.
He's got a big arm.
That's your commercial break film study of Cam Ward, who will go number one in under 10 days when the NFL draft kicks off in Green Bay. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. She'll join the Junks coming up at 8:25.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.